Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
A major new development is bringing thousands of jobs to Gwinnett County. What does this mean for you?
And the Lawrenceville City Council bought an extended stay hotel? Why'd they do that?
We'll have these stories and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, Week in Review.
It pays to know your doctor, it pays to know your lawyer, and more than ever, to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Glenn Drake with Drake Realty, with 7 offices in metro Atlanta, including 2 right here in Cobb County. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They're pushing for the best price and terms for their clients. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates that we've seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, upgrade, downsize, or a new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Glenn Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's how the deal sets up your future.
Hello and welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, Week in Review for August 28, 2020. I'm Darren Sutherland.
And I'm Amanda Lee.
This is your weekly look back at stories that really matter to you and your neighbors in Gwinnett County. It's hyper-local information you can only get from a truly local news source, the Gwinnett Daily Post. Be sure to subscribe and share this news podcast with your friends, neighbors, family, and on social media.
We would also love to hear from you. Just give us a call at 404-997-8655 and share your comments or story ideas. We might even play your comment on a future podcast. Now here's a look back at the week starting August 23rd.
If you heard some cheers on Wednesday, it might have been the parents of the Gwinnett County Public School students, as some of the kids are back in the classroom. Kindergarten, 1st, 6th, and 9th graders, whose parents chose in-person instruction, returned to class this week as part of a phased return to face-to-face teaching for those who want it.
The school system is planning to bring some additional grade levels back to school next week, and all grade levels are expected to be back by September 9th, totaling about 44% of the district's enrollment. School Superintendent Alvin Wilbanks reports that the first day went off with no major issues. You can read more about how the district is working to keep students and staff safe at GwinnettDailyPost.com.
Gwinnett County continues to grow as an economic and tech powerhouse in metro Atlanta. Gwinnett County officials announced plans to develop a major mixed-use research park in the Decatur and Auburn areas. The project is expected to rival the Research Triangle in North Carolina and Technology Square in downtown Atlanta.
The nearly 2,000-acre development known as Rowan will be located along State Route 360 on the Gwinnett-Barrow County line and stretch northward to Winder Highway. The development is expected to generate almost 20,000 jobs in the next 15 years and eventually as many as 100,000.
Coming up, are the COVID-19 numbers still rising in Gwinnett County?
And which of your favorite county parks will be getting a makeover? Find out right after this.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
We got some good news in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic this week. Gwinnett's two-week COVID-19 incident rate as of Wednesday was 283 cases for every 100,000 residents. That's down 18% in just 5 days. As of this recording, there have been 23,636 COVID-19 cases in Gwinnett since March and 314 deaths.
Congratulations, George Pierce Park in Sewanee. They'll be getting a makeover soon thanks to a $100,000 grant from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources Land and Water Conservation Fund.
Gwinnett County plans to use the grant to add new restrooms, an accessible playground at the park, as well as improvements to the Greenway's trailhead area. No word yet on when construction of the new amenities will begin. On Monday, the Lawrenceville City Council agreed to buy the Villa Lodge and Suites property located on West Krogan Street as part of its plan to revitalize the Lawrenceville Highway Corridor.
Lawrenceville Mayor David Steele said that the city is excited to extend the redevelopment success in the immediate downtown area to the Lawrenceville Highway Corridor. The city has partnered with Impact 46 and the Lawrenceville Response Center to provide relocation funding, housing assistance, and financial and job counseling to those residing in the Village Inn and Suites.
And with kids finally heading back to the classroom, that means it's time to break out the lunchbox. But how can you make sure those lunches are nutritious and delicious? Gary Crawford with the USDA has some tips.
Ah, for the old times. Like last year when school started, kids went off to school. That was that. Now, of course, it's a mess with some classes in person and others virtual or all virtual at home. And also, ah, for a time when packing a lunch for the kids was pretty simple. Peanut butter sandwich, apple, cookie. Maybe that was it. But these days, if you are trying to decide what to pack for your child's school lunch, if he or she is actually going, you have a list of things to consider. Cost, what the child likes, what's convenient to pack. However,
maybe number one on that list ought to be nutrition.
Now, Kansas State University Extension food and nutrition expert Sandy Proctor would key in on that nutrition part, providing the needed calories, also, though, including vitamins, minerals, not too much fat, considering the problems with obesity that many children have. It is a lot trickier job today to pack a good nutritious lunch that a student will actually eat and not throw in the garbage.
Even though it seems like kids just can eat anything and are, you know, pretty flexible when it comes to the types of foods and the times that they eat, and we think of them as sort of just kind of an easygoing situation. The truth is, nutrition really matters as we're trying to help them achieve their best in school, whether they're in sports or after-school activities, but to just really help them be able to cope with all the demands that come to them through their school day, good nutrition is key in their success.
And so here are some things to consider when we parents pack that school lunch.
Make it nutritious. Aim for one or two servings of a whole grain or some type of complex carbohydrate, 2 to 3 ounces of a lean meat or protein, and 2 servings of a fruit and vegetable, and then that serving of dairy. And if you can get all of those components in that brown bag lunch, you're really going to add a strong push of nutrition into your child's day.
So we parents have to be a little bit creative while also keying in on nutrition, which Sandy Proctor says is more important than we might think.
It's not fluff. They need it. They're going to do a lot better in those tests and all those things that we're testing them on if they have some good, sound nutrition.
Which she says is true not just for our kids, but for us too, especially now with all of the health hazards that we've got going on currently. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you for joining us for the Gwinnett Daily Post Week in Review, your truly local news source from Gwinnett County, the Gwinnett Daily Post.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit the GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County.
Subscribe to this podcast and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates instantly on your cell phone. Share your thoughts or questions with us via the comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode.
The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast Week in Review is produced by BG Ad Group, Amanda Lee producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.